Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope.
The gospel is the power of God for salvation.
But we must have fidelity to Christ and to the Word.
The world is going to whirl, but we will contend.
God, thank you for today. Thank you for your provision.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
Give me a heart like David. Lord, be mine if fails, so I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like David.
That was from my third album. Right there. Huh? But I had to give up my singing career.
There's your one Pinocchio.
I know. Really noted.
That's
Walker.
Two. First of all, he said that was his third album. Then he said his singing career. That's two Pinocchios right there. Still not as bad as Joe Biden.
Okay. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano, Walker Wildman. Chris Woodward now joins us. Good morning, Chris.
I got to tell you, if I ever record an album, I'm going to call it The Greatest Hits to make people think it's the best stuff. And then just retire.
And just retire with your greatest hits album, even though
there's nothing to stop you from declaring that to be your greatest hits, even if it's your inaugural album. There's a big word.
Yes, inaugural. I'm very impressed, Chris. That's good work right there.
That's why Fred pays me in loonies.
in loonies?
Yeah.
Is that a cryptocurrency?
No,
what is that, Chris?
Canadian currency.
Oh.
Loonies is the $1.
Oh.
Not to be confused with
Is it really called a loony? Mm-hmm. Canadian loony?
Yes.
As in a lake loon?
I have no idea why they call it that, but
right. Those are birds.
In America, loonies means a different thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes.
It means cartoons.
You see them oftentimes on the news.
Yeah. This is not going anywhere right here, this conversation. Anywhere productive that I can see.
No.
We need to transition to Share-a-thon.
I think we need to transition back to Share-a-thon. So, Ed.
Yes, sir.
What are we doing here?
This is Spring Share-a-thon.
It is, Ed.
3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall is when we come to our listening audience. Those who have supported American Family Radio in the past, or maybe have listened and would like to support, we ask for your support and are asking for you to be as generous as possible. Our Spring Share-a-thon is titled Confident Hope. That's our theme from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The number to call if you would like to give to Share-a-thon is 877-616-2316. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. Now, Walker, tell our listeners, if we do encourage them to give monthly, tell them why we do encourage that, and let them know what our premiums are for giving monthly or a one-time donation.
Yeah, we do encourage, if you can, to give monthly. A gift of any amount monthly helps the ministry for budgeting purposes and for planning purposes, just help us have more secure and long-term income there. But when you look at what we'll send you, a gift we'll like to send you, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you get both of our offers here, both of our gifts. One gift is our American Family Coffee 8-ounce bag of Trust. Trust is the name of the coffee. It's a blueberry-flavored coffee. We'll also send you, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send you Volume 7 Trivia Friday Hilarious Highlights CD. So both of those will come with your monthly gift. But if you just want to give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you just the Trivia Friday Volume 7 Hilarious Highlights CD. And there's one other thing we have going on.
And? Cowbell alert.
Yes.
Cowbell alert here on American Family Radio. Walker, what is it? The cowbell alert.
We have a special challenge going on from now until 1 p.m. Central on American Family Radio. So the next hour of this show and then going on to the next hour, we have a $100 add-on challenge.
What?
Ooh.
A $100 add-on challenge.
That's
amazing. We call it the brown bag or lunch bag special is what we call it here. $100 add-on to a gift of any amount. So if you call in and give a $50 gift, we'll add on $100. It'll become $150.
We will add on, but I mean, other listeners have given that money.
That's right. Other listeners have offered up this select portion of money to give to this add-on challenge. So
that's pretty stunning. Think about that.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, so
I'm speechless.
So $100 becomes $200, or if you want to give $50, even it becomes $150. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. $100 is added on to a gift of any amount.
Wow.
When you call to our
share-a-thon.
Here's
the
number.
Wow.
Here's the number to call in to our share-a-thon, and we have volunteers and employees here ready to answer your call. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We'll call into our headquarters here in Northeast Mississippi. AFR.net is our website. It takes you about 2 or 3 minutes to donate online. It's quick, secure, and easy and convenient. Let's listen to a listener story.
David, caller from the state of Iowa, Burlington, Iowa. AFR has truly been a blessing to me. It's given me some good inspiration as I'm up and down this highway. I travel a lot, so then those good preaching man, Alistair Begg and David Jeremiah, they really have a word. As I'm preparing for my message to share, sometimes they give me some inspiration. I just give me some stuff that I can use in my own message, my sermon. So I just thank God for AFR and definitely Abraham Hamilton. I mean, just being on top of the issues for the day and talking about things and really bringing some light to it. So I thank God for
Well, thank you, brother. That's a brother. He say he's from Iowa or traveling through Iowa? That brother right there, listening to American Family Radio.
We can play it again.
I think it was traveling through.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, whatever the case may be, we appreciate him calling in and sharing that listener testimony. Again, the phone number to call us and be as generous as you can. We are listener-supported Christian radio network, 181 radio stations we have across the country. And how many states, Walker?
31 states.
31 states. And then our AFR app, people listen all over the nation on our AFR app, all 50 states, including other countries. So just download that AFR app and take it with you anywhere you go. As long as you have high-speed internet, you can listen on the app. And good news, we've just purchased a new radio station in Chattanooga, and so we should be on the air there in a few weeks, if maybe a month or so, with a radio signal that will boom out all over that, I guess you'd call it northwest Georgia and southeast Tennessee, and I guess maybe even parts of northwest Alabama, too. Chattanooga sits right there.
We're excited about it.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. All right, go, Chris Woodward.
Well, one of our top stories at the moment on OneNewsNow.com involves President Biden's recent executive order establishing what
Which
he's
one?
Calling...
Which one? Number 74?
I've lost count myself. Okay. But this executive order from the president last week establishes what he's calling a presidential commission on the Supreme Court of the United States. They are discussing a number of topics, one of them being the idea of adding justices to the Supreme Court. You guys may have heard this referred to as court packing over the years. And the person that I interviewed for this story was none other than Kelly Shackelford, the president and chief executive officer of First Liberty Institute, a great religious liberty law firm down there in Dallas. Kelly told me basically this amounts to a coup on the Supreme Court and that the purpose for adding justices is to get your way. You won't have any more constitutional rights. It'll be determined by whatever the court says you are allowed to do and how you can live and things of that nature. And it's not just Kelly Shackelford saying that today. I've actually got some sound here, Brent, of Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He was on Fox and Friends today talking about President Biden's executive order, clip 7.
I can't tell yet whether the president really believes the silliness or he's just trying to appease the wokers. I can tell you the wokers do want to pack the Supreme Court. Their vision for the United States Supreme Court is a lot different from the vision of the American people. They want activist judges. They want judges who will rewrite the United States Constitution, which I'm very fond of, every other Thursday to advance some social agenda that they can never get by the voters. They want activist federal judges who are basically politicians in robes. And they're upset at the fact that the United States Congress just confirmed 3 real, call it like you see it, judges to the Supreme Court, so they want to pack it. I hope President Biden doesn't give in to them.
Now, speaking of President Biden, what is very interesting about this announcement from him or executive order last week is that let's go back in a time machine to around about the time that I was born in the early 1980s. Then Senator Biden from the great state of Delaware criticized FDR for trying to pack the court when he was president.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. It was totally within his right to do that. He violated no law. He was legalistically absolutely correct. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make. And it put in question, for an entire decade, the independence of the most significant body, including the Congress, in my view, the most significant body in this country, the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
So 40 years ago, it was a bonehead today, bonehead idea. Today, it's something he wants them to discuss.
You know, I don't know. Biden sold, S-O-L-D, whatever political soul, S-O-U-L, he had to the woke crowd or whatever. In order to be elected president. He's always been liberal, but not this far whacked out left, as evidenced by that statement you just played right there. Then Senator Joe Biden said it was a bonehead move to try to pack the Supreme Court. Now he says, I'm going to appoint a commission to study it. Why is he doing that? Because he sold his soul to the far left in his party. He's doing almost everything that they want, not everything, but almost everything that they want, he's doing right now to try to appease them. And who knows, as Senator John Cornyn from Texas, who knows if Biden really is in control of the White House? Mm-hmm. I kind of doubt it, at least not altogether. I don't know who is in control, but that White House is full of these far left secular progressives.
Marxist.
All the people he's appointing to these agencies, to lead these agencies, they are all far lefties. I mean, if you read their credentials.
Yeah, and I would agree with 1983 Joe Biden that this is a boneheaded idea. Was when the FDR tried it. It will be if the far left gets its way. And the proof of that is that I have not heard of a single member of the current Supreme Court who thinks it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said it was a bad idea when she was alive. Stephen Breyer has said it. He's one of the far
lefties. They're trying to cancel him now.
They understand that I'm not saying they're all being principled. I'm saying they understand that the independence of the Supreme Court will be called into question if, for political reasons, it's packed.
Yeah.
And they understand that the rulings that they put forth will be called into question right off the bat, because if Joe Biden and the far left does pack the court, their independence as an institution will be called into question.
I think this is just posturing. I don't think anything's going to come of it. Now, do I think the far left would like for it to? Yes, but I don't think anything's going to come of it ultimately. Mm-hmm. It's too hard a lift. But Biden needs to say something to the really hard lefties in his party. Hey, I'm studying this. Mm-hmm. I got a commission.
Right.
You know, we can't do this overnight.
Yeah, the president doesn't have the legislative – he doesn't have the votes in Congress.
No.
He doesn't have the votes by a long shot
to
get this through. But this shows, number one, as you mentioned, Joe Biden will go wherever the party goes. He has no set value system.
No, he doesn't.
That he is guided by. He goes where the party goes. And the party, it was popular to say that what FDR was trying to do with packing the court – was a bad idea. That was acceptable for the Democrats at the time. Now it's not. So Joe Biden changes his position. The second thing is, this proves that the Democrats will do whatever to advance their agenda. Mm-hmm. That even if it means breaking rules, violating the Constitution, violating the law, they will do anything and everything to get their agenda through. On the other side, Republicans, conservatives, we are actually guided by this thing called the Constitution and the rule of law.
Not all Republicans, but...
For the most part, the thing we ask ourselves when we're trying to accomplish a policy agenda is this legal? Is this constitutional? Does it align with our founders? The Democrats don't ask that.
Yeah. One thing that is
excuse me, Chris, if I could just rephrase Walker, and I think Walker, you'd agree with me. I would say conservatives, for the most part, not necessarily Republicans, although Republicans, there, you got your Mitt Romneys, but the conservative idea is to stay with the founders and the constitutional process and original intent and all those things.
The Republican Party platform
is
very good.
Yes, true.
But we do have some in the Republican Party,
like
you mentioned, that don't follow that.
It's true.
We do link to the WhiteHouse.gov's press release on this commission. If you go to OneNewsNow.com,
is it a blue panel commission, Chris?
It is. It is. And I don't know. That's my plan.
Blue ribbon panel.
Or is it a red panel?
Well, it'll probably be filled with reds.
You see what I'm getting at? Yeah. I misspoke there. Red ribbon.
Cincinnati
is it a red
Reds?
Ribbon?
What are they talking? Yeah. That was a bad joke.
Or is it a yellow belly panel? I could go on with it.
You're probably not allowed to use that. But we do link to the press release from the White House as far
your
as
your press this, release.
Yeah.
Or release.
But the topics for this commission also include a discussion on term limits for the justices. Now, on paper, this would seem like a good idea because these are lifetime appointments, and some people are there for generations, sometimes two or three, depending on when they were appointed or whatnot. But here's my concern, just personally. We already have elections. A lot of people vote purely on the Supreme Court decisions, the nominations. If we all of a sudden make term limits a thing, are we going to amplify that and make it even worse, where Supreme Court Justice John Sixpack is now going to be up, so we have to vote in this guy or girl, so that way they'll make the proper replacement? I don't know that that's going to fix anything.
Best thing that I would favor was term limits for liberal Supreme Court justices. Now, if you go that direction, you can count on me.
Yeah,
if we could just get term limits for Congress.
Well, that's the problem. Mm. Everybody I know says that to me, just in small talk or even on the shows or whatever that I appear on. The problem is the people that are going to determine whether or not that is a thing are the very people that would be impacted by it. We will never get. Mm-hmm. Term limits from Congress.
You'd have to have a constitutional amendment.
Yeah. Not going to happen anytime soon. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim with Walker and Ed and Chris. And if you want to join us online, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in today's issues, and you can watch our show there, watch Share-a-thon. Walker, why don't you reset Share-a-thon?
Yes, this is our spring Share-a-thon. The theme this year is our confident hope out of Romans 15, verse 13. I'll read that real quick. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is our Confident Hope Share-a-thon. The number to call in is 877-616-2396. The website is afr.net. .net. Ed, what do we have going on for the next hour and a half?
Well, we have a $100 add-on. They call it a lunch bag special, I think because it's tied into the rough hours that most people eat lunch. It is going on for like another hour and 40 minutes until 1 p.m. Central Time. And what does this $100 add-on mean, you might ask? Well, it means that some generous donors have set aside to be this $100 add-on, and whatever you give here at Share-a-thon until 1 p.m. Central Time, $100 is added onto it. Tim, that means if you give $50, $100 is added onto it. It becomes $150. If you give $100, it becomes $200.
That's awesome.
So
that
it is really is.
Yeah.
So a lot of people like to wait until these kinds of add-ons are done during Share-a-thon. The number to call if you want to give, we have some fine folks and some not so fine folks, but who are waiting to take your phone call here at Share-a-thon Central. I'm just kidding. These are all fantastic people. 877-616-2396. The number to call, if you please be as generous as possible here during Spring Share-a-thon, is 877-616-2396. As Tim is prone to say during past Share-a-thons, when you call here into Share-a-thon Central, you will get people who speak English. You're not going to be dialing into Bangladesh or someplace in India. These are folks who either work here at American Family Association, American Family Radio. We do have a handful of volunteers who have come from outside the ministry who are listeners. You're going to get those folks. They're going to enjoy talking to you. You'll enjoy talking to them. It doesn't take long. You can do this fairly quickly. 877-616-2396. If you don't want to talk to somebody, you can give online safely and securely at AFR.net.
AFR.net. Walker, what are we going to send folks who make a generous donation to American Family Radio?
We have two packages or two gifts that we're going to send you. The first one goes with a one-time gift of $150 or more. Will receive the Hilarious Highlights Volume 7 Trivia Friday CD. That's if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more. If you give a monthly gift, and we love our monthly givers, mm-hmm. a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you both the Hilarious Highlights CD, but we'll also send you an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee. It's our Trust-branded coffee, and it's blueberry flavored.
Awesome.
Yeah, for $500 a month, you get a goat.
An official AFR goat.
Some of our friends in the Arab world have provided us these goats.
Yes.
That we're going to be using.
A gift of $500 or more.
Or you get a goat.
Almost a lifetime supply of goat cheese and goat milk.
It comes back to you.
Yes.
I think I hear the phones ringing out there now.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to round up those goats.
But, folks, we are kidding about the goat. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Next story, Chris.
Well, the NCAA yesterday flexed its non-legislative authority muscle by basically denouncing these state-led efforts in various parts of the country to bar biological males from competing in female sports. You know, here in Mississippi, we have a law now where men cannot compete in female sports, even if the male athlete says he identifies as a female.
It's also in Arkansas. And
Idaho.
Does South Dakota override Governor Noem's veto?
No.
She did issue executive orders saying that they protected female athletes, but I've heard people criticize that, saying it, you know.
But what you're saying is the NCAA, which mm-hmm. you know, which is called the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Correct.
Which is It's an association of colleges and universities across America for the purposes of competing in athletics.
Right.
Basically, that's what it is. That they're a governing body made up of presidents of those universities. Mm-hmm. They've entered the fray now. I tell you what, the whole world's gone mad here with people you would think would be sensible and reasonable. The NCAA they've sided with boys being able to compete against girls in sports mm-hmm. in college. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
As long as the boys identify as girls.
Right. Now, the NCAA...
Why does that matter?
Well, because it's not just simply co-ed sports. Mm-hmm. It is boys who claim to be girls participating.
Correct.
But they are physically,
so all you got to do is say, I'm a girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a commitment.
Yeah, the NCAA said they're going to start determining who gets a championship or postseason tournament based on whether or not you have this.
Well, just shut up.
Yeah.
Not you, Chris.
Not you, Chris. The NCAA, just shut up.
You can tell me.
They're trying to bully.
Can I send you a goat?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
They're trying to bully states into not protecting women's sports.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what the NCAA is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're doing that is because the NCAA is made up of college presidents.
Which are trying to be woke.
Which are trying to be woke. I tell you, the states are is this settled?
No.
Okay.
But it will probably impact who gets to host a college baseball regional this summer.
Yeah, yeah. Louisiana is considering a law, too. Tennessee passed a law protecting girls' sports. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
I've been listening to AFR for, my goodness, probably 20 years now, and I love all the different shows that are on there and all the different broadcasters. I'm listening to Abraham Hamilton right now as I go home, and this guy is on fire. I mean, what a wealth of information. I mean, you get a preacher, a sermon, and you get political information, you get application, and you get to laugh. And I don't laugh very much, but I laugh every time I hear this guy. So God bless you, and thank you so very much.
Romans 15:13 tells us because of our trust in God, we can face the world with confident hope. Back to Spring Share-a-thon 2021 on American Family Radio.
So I can face my giants.
What now? Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. Let's hear a listener testimony.
Hello, my name is Wendell, and I'm calling from Mississippi. I've been listening for about 27 years. I first heard about homeschooling through AFR and felt called to homeschool even before I met my wonderful wife. Through AFR, I learned about Scouting's decision to veer away from the true path and about a group of Christians who were planning to do something about that. And I now lead a troop in Mississippi, and I'm an area representative of Trailwise to Mississippi. Because of AFR, I now have a ministry to my community and my state. I am so grateful to every person involved with the ministry of AFA and AFR. Thank you for equipping me for the fight.
Wow, what a great testimony there from one of our listeners in Mississippi.
Yeah, and when you donate to American Family Radio, you're allowing us to continue broadcasting across the country, really everywhere, on our app and on our website so that people, like what we just heard there, listeners can get good information, can get Bible teaching, commentary, and so much other valuable information. So your support to American Family Radio is going to make sure we stay on the air.
And we are on here in the spring because faithful people in the fall during Share-a-thon gave to American Family Radio.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So the phone number to give, and by the way, we have a special hour going on here, and that is Jim Stanley, our Share-a-thon captain out there, told me, said, right before I came into the studio, he said, "Don't embarrass us." And I thought that was an unusual thing to say to your boss, but no, he didn't. He said to me, "We have a $100 add-on."
What?
Yeah. So, for anybody who makes a gift right now to American Family Radio, some generous, and I guess wealthy, soul has agreed to donate $100 for every gift that's given. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying if someone gives $100, it becomes $200.
Yes.
The gift.
$100 to every gift.
Wow.
That's given. That's what I said. Wow. Here's the phone number to call us. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can also go online at afr.net, afr.net. Chris, was that your cell phone?
It was.
Have y'all been getting calls? There's this fellow that keeps calling me. His last name is Risk.
Risk.
Yeah.
Spam.
First name Spam.
We go way back.
He keeps calling me.
Spam
huh?
Risk.
Does well, he call
well,
you too?
Well
he
played.
Does. Is he a telemarketer?
I told him last year I didn't want the car warranty renewed.
Yeah.
But
well, now wait a second. Spam Risk. Yeah, I remember.
You remember him?
I gave him my Social Security number last year.
All right. For people like you, Ed, and I'm
just kidding.
I have no sympathy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Well,
how do you tell somebody they're too dumb?
I had to give to that Nigerian prince who he wanted to send me $800,000 if I would just give him my bank account.
Right. Well,
I thought that was quite a deal.
So he could route it to you, right?
Yes.
Just handling and processing.
Oh, yes. My word. Okay. Well, each weekday morning here, one of the programs we have on American Family Radio that we start the day with from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time is Sandy Rios. Sandy has her program called Sandy Rios in the Morning. She's also heard each Tuesday with us at this time, most Tuesdays, and she serves as Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association, and she joins us now for a few minutes. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim, and everybody else.
Morning.
Thanks for being on. Hey, Sandy, just give our listeners, if you would, you've been doing radio over your career. How many years? I'm just curious.
Let's see. It's been a while. It's been three decades,
you know what? Right?
Probably 25 years.
Yeah,
probably 25
between
years.
Between two and three decades. Like well, what? What's the relationship you build with your listening audience? I guess especially as a person who solo hosts your show.
Well, it's interesting. Through the years, I had to, you know, get used to not being able to see anyone I was talking to. I was a performer, you know, a singer, and I was used to seeing people's faces, and that really, I felt I was have always been a better speaker or singer performer because of that, but. Learning to be on a microphone by yourself and carry information was a completely different skill, a little hard for me, actually, initially. Maybe sometimes I'm still not as good at it as I'd like to be. But I have through the years, I understand that all my listeners are out there. They're with me. Like, I sense it. And we do become friends. We could become bonded. I know that sounds strange, but I do hear back from them, you know, through email and when we open the phone lines, and you do develop sort of a family feel. Mm-hmm. I think anyone on radio would say that to you. It's interesting when you take different shows, they have different personalities. Like if you come into a new arena, the audience may differ, but over time, your audience becomes the people who are your friends. They're attracted to you as a friend, and then they start to really listen. So it changes. Your audiences can change. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it is a bonding, if you will, and a trust.
Yes,
that you develop between.
I want to know, Sandy, how you could have been on the radio for 25 years if you're only 29.
I was a child prodigy, and I don't know what else to say.
She was on Johnny Carson. Did you not see her?
No.
It was right after Tiger Woods. It was a four-year-old talk show host.
I will tell you, my dad used to say, he used to just fuss at me all the time because he said, Sandra Kay, you talk too much. You talk too much. He said, and your voice can pierce through, I forgot what he'd say, but, and I thought, how ironic that I would grow up
yes,
and be talk show host.
People would pay you to talk.
Yeah, I know. My dad, I wish he'd live to hear that. I would just think
that's funny. Oh, my word. Well, listen, Sandy, American Family Radio, we're having our share-a-thon. What can you just say to our listeners, challenge them?
Well, I think it's really true that American Family Radio is becoming more and more significant. And not that it was never significant, it's just that we are experiencing the decay of so many of our sources of information, and people are suffering from that. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what's true and what isn't true. And they know that American Family Radio, the hosts and the people behind the scenes are in the business of truth. Now, we may not understand everything. We don't. We don't know everything. But to the best of our knowledge, we will bring you the truth as we read and research and gather it. And so we are a trusted source. And the other part of it, of course, is that we bring that added dimension that other media outlets cannot. And that is the wisdom that only comes from God, the all-knowing, the all-only wise God, the scripture calls him. Because we have that foundation with him, it changes how we view things, and it helps you to understand the world more deeply than you do when you just understand the political ins and outs of every country and the winds of change. When you have God as your instructor and his book, which transcends, you know, human knowledge, you have a better understanding, and you're able to bring that to all the news stories of the day, and that's something that sets us apart.
Amen. Hey, thanks, Sandy. Have a good day. Say hello to Bruce for us, and we appreciate you being on.
Could I pitch something for
yes,
you?
Yes, please.
Quick? Well, I would just say to all of you listening right now, we need your help financially, and so if you haven't done that, we would really appreciate your help, and we'll use it with wisdom and care. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Thank you, Tim.
Okay, see you in the morning.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye-bye. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Our thanks to Sandy Rios for joining us right there.
She's one of our heavy hitters. She is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Metaphorically speaking.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Talk about women's weight. Get trouble.
I was not talking
I don't
about
care
women's
who you're
weight.
Talking about.
Okay. No, that's right.
Okay. Tim, Ed, Walker, and Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Well, there is a USA Today story out today. I believe it's a column. I don't have the author's name in front of me, but it questions whether or not President Trump would help or hurt Governor Ron DeSantis should Ron DeSantis run for president in 2024. It is way too early for their predictions, some might
but
say.
But we're going to talk about it anyway.
We are. Yeah, you know what? C-SPAN started its 2024 coverage a couple of weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I'm not watching.
Well, and believe it or not, they were doing like live hits from Iowa and civil. We haven't even gotten to the midterms. But nonetheless, a lot of people are starting to wonder who's going to run for president, or specifically the Republican Party's nomination. A lot of people have thought maybe Ron DeSantis might enter the ring because he's on television all the time talking about a lot of stuff. But I am curious as to what you guys think President Trump's role is. Some people seem to think maybe he's going to try to run again. Others are wondering whether he'll be one of the quote-unquote kingmakers where he kind of taps his or her pick. Is it too early to tell for you guys, or do you think he may actually play a big role in the in the next election?
We're looking at each other saying who wants to go first.
Well, I don't mind going first.
Go ahead.
It is too early. It's too early to tell what Donald Trump's going to do, the former president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure he has decided
He doesn't know yet.
I don't think he's made up his mind. And he's prone and liable to make up his mind and then change it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I think if he decided to run, he would be formidable in getting – probably would get the Republican nomination. I think that if he decides not to do that, I think he very well could play an important role as a kingmaker. He also, I think, could really drive the future of the Republican Party in one direction or another by keeping, quote-unquote, Trumpism, in other words, America First, and nationalism as a promotion of America First in terms of jobs, not the way the media portrays it, which you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. I also think that if he goes ahead and decides to try to drive a push to a more conservative or a social media option that is friendlier to conservatives, I think that would be huge as well, and well very needed.
I got to tell you, if the Lord tarries and I live to see President Trump's age or President Biden's age, I'm not running for office. You have my word right now. I'm going to enjoy what years I have left, wherever right. I am, and I'm not going to worry about
right.
telling you how to live.
So you don't care about our country, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that was inspirational right there. I ought to challenge our listeners to get involved.
Well, I'm just putting it out there right now. When I'm in my late 70s,
right,
I'm going to go fishing.
You're fishing.
I'm just
teasing.
Ringing yeah. my cowbell.
Go, Walker.
Yeah, I think it would be good to have a new face of the Republican Party run. President Trump did so many good things, and he's a fighter. And really, nobody from the 2016 primary, Republican primary, would have been able to get as much done
right.
as he did. But I think his strong point at this point would be supporting someone like Governor DeSantis mm-hmm. for the presidential ticket.
Yeah.
Because President Trump does have so much influence and honestly money from the party that whoever he gets behind would probably be the nominee. Mm-hmm.
I think I agree with you, Walker. I think Governor DeSantis is the odds on, what would you say, odds on favorite right now, or the leader of the pack among people who supported President Trump, among Republican voters. It's a long way out, it's a long way out, but it'll be here before you know it. In another year, we'll have the 2022 midterms, and then after that, the presidential. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Election cycle will really start in earnest, and I think DeSantis, if he wants to, is positioning himself. I don't even know if he's interested in being president. I probably is, but I don't know. He's got his hands full as being governor mm-hmm. of Florida right now, but he's in the same mold as President Trump, but he's more disciplined than President Trump.
He's a politician, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
He's learned, I'm sure, tact and being diplomatic.
Pick your battles.
Pick your battles.
You don't go to battle against a B-grade actor
right.
on Thursday afternoon on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Governor DeSantis is a principled conservative
yes.
and is not afraid of a fight, and that is yes. in the mold.
Yes. He was a part of the Freedom
Trump.
Caucus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was Governor yep. DeSantis. So I think... we'll wait and see what the former president wants to do, President Trump. We've got plenty of time for that to happen. But I could very well see President Trump make an announcement that he's getting behind somebody like Governor DeSantis, because they're of the same fighting ilk, and they understand the what the left's trying to do to the country. So, does that answer your question?
It does. Well, Chris? I will say this. I'll say it because Fox News has a story on this, and John Buckman now on Newsmax just talked about it. One person that says she will not run against Trump if he decides to run again in 2024 is none other than former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who worked for the Trump administration for a period of time. Now, she backed Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio back in 2016. I forget which one exactly. And she was kind of labeled a never-Trumper at the time, but then she was tapped by President Trump to be an ambassador for us at the UN. She made headlines for a lot of pro-Israel comments and things of that nature. And then she kind of disappointed some people near the end of the Trump administration by saying some things they deemed anti-Trump or negative against Trump and things like that. So Nikki Haley, according to Fox News, says she will not run against Trump if he mounts a presidential bid in 2024.
Okay, next story.
You mentioned the Freedom Caucus there. That group is in the news today for one reason, being former House Speaker John Boehner. He's got a new book out, and as is often the case when somebody has a book out. Well, John Boehner has some negative things to say about the Freedom Caucus members. He calls them political terrorists and far-right knuckleheads.
And I think he was embarrassed to say that, but I couldn't tell because of his bad tan job.
Yeah, he's still bitter from when the Freedom Caucus pushed him out as Speaker.
Yes.
Because of his wheeling and dealing with the Democrats.
Yeah.
At a time when we wanted somebody with a backbone.
Right, during the Obama days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Made
you
him cry.
You can see John Boehner's true colors coming out now, because who's he bashing? Conservatives.
Yes.
Yeah. That's who he's bashing.
The people you need to buy your book, though. That's the thing. Like, they always come out and they just obliterate their base.
Not a big book-buying base among moderate Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. He was kinder toward Freedom Caucus members than he was Ted Cruz, because John Boehner said this to Whoopi Goldberg on The View. He called Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh.
Yeah. That's a negative connotation.
It really is.
Right there.
I'm having a hard time gauging where he feels.
On yes. that. Yeah, that's right.
And that was one of his more moderate comments about Ted Cruz. So
yeah. I think Cruz referenced Boehner's drinking and smoking.
I do not have this audio, but when Boehner called Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh on The View, you hear Whoopi Goldberg go, "Ooh, yes," like oh. that.
Yeah, Ted Cruz is one of those conservatives that people like Whoopi Goldberg love to hate.
Right, yeah.
So,
The reason Boehner doesn't like Cruz is because Cruz he used the Senate to sort of push Boehner to do what conservatives should be doing. But I'm sure Boehner, he was Speaker of the House. That is a hard position to have because you got to herd cats.
Yeah.
And you're not always going to get your job basically is to hold your caucus together and try to get the best and the most. And sometimes that means compromising. It just does. And when you compromise, you compromise too much on too big of things, then you get the reputation that John Boehner got, which was basically
just all over the map. Mm-hmm.
Too easy to push around.
Yeah.
And
weak-kneed and.
But almost every single leader in the House or the Senate, Republican or Democrat, gets accused of being a sellout and a compromise.
Because you want to try to get half a loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you compare Republican majority leaders, both in the House and Senate, with Democrats, the Republicans play much nicer.
Yeah.
Always, and I think that's what makes conservatives frustrated, is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer played hardball with Trump.
Yes.
They shut down the government for a month,
right.
You know, and Boehner would never play hardball.
You remember Nancy Pelosi said, "We're not giving $1 to build the wall."
Yes.
Not $1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
Speaking of dollars, if you give a gift right now to American Family Radio, one of our other listeners is going to give $100. In addition to your gift. You heard me right.
Wait a second.
Uh-huh. $100 add-on is what we call it. We never had this till a year or so ago that I remember. It's a phenomenal offer by one of our generous, wealthy, I guess you'd have to be, to
donors,
be able to do this. But they said $100 to every gift given. I don't know, when does the time expire for this, Walker?
1 p.m. Central is when the offer expires.
So an hour and 9 minutes? So if you call in right now and make a gift, $100 is going to be added immediately to that gift by one of our other generous supporters. So I'm going to give that phone number. You can call us right now. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at our phone central, is what we call it, Sheraton Central, where people are answering the phones and taking your calls. We have a lot of people who volunteer to drive in to take calls who listen from around the country. Here's a phone number to reach us here on AFR, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. Chris?
Well, I think, if I may, I wanted to point this out, too. In my experience of answering the phones over the years, in recent years especially, you've kind of noticed the benefits of getting AFR online or through an app, because I've taken phone calls from people in places where we do not have stations, which means they're listening to us online or through an app. We have taken calls from parts of Europe before. I took a call from somebody in Colorado once.
That's not in
California.
Europe.
No, it's not. There was a comma in there if I had typed it out. In parts of Europe and in countries like the United States where Colorado is a state, and then California and some other places. And it's really it's awesome to see the reach that we've been able to have over the years thanks to donations from our listeners.
You got any more news?
Yeah, I do. One thing that people are still talking about is this ginormous infrastructure bill that President Biden is pushing out there, the American Jobs Plan, which
couldn't
provides...
wait for you to bring this topic up.
Well, you know, hey, Brad pays me to be the
that
infrastructure...
That gets me going like a good old infrastructure
it's
debate.
It's my time of year. Before,
hang on a second. Before we go too far into this story, because I'm like you, I'm just
I can't
salivating.
Get enough.
Did we get that that little thing I sent around in terms of the vaccine?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
Do we have that?
We do.
Go ahead and do your little job story there. Well, but make sure we have time to do that before we
basically
leave.
The president, you know, whatever he wants to consider infrastructure is mm-hmm. what he's going to call it, and people aren't going to like that. So
Ed just caught an audible.
So what's your bottom line about infrastructure?
Well, the president's he wants things that are not considered roads and bridges, which is what infrastructure implies, to be in his infrastructure bill, and Republicans don't like
and,
that.
And some of the members of his party have, you know, have actually gone, I think Kirsten Gillibrand, is it Gillibrand or Gillibrand?
I think it's Gillibrand.
Yeah. Okay, wasn't that her who said that you know, welfare is infrastructure, and
labeled a whole bunch of stuff.
A whole bunch of things.
They wanted to change the definition of infrastructure. It's human infrastructure. They got all kinds of
educational infrastructure,
broadband, internet,
broadband internet. At least I think it could be connected with infrastructure.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be like, you know, giving people access to phones 50 years ago. So you know, I'm okay with that. But
well, to end the show on another note, we have come across some audio. Now, there has been a lot of things where people are trying to make humorous, they're trying to make jokes about various things going on in the news. And someone tried to make a little joke about the vaccine push out there and how, you know, there's all kinds of options now, not just in the U.S., but from other countries. And that is
other countries like Colorado.
Thank you very much. And so this here is one example of somebody trying to make light of the situation that we're in now. Clip 9.
Why I'm not getting the vaccine.
Hey, bro. I also wanted to let you know that I was in New York this weekend for a wedding, and I got the vaccine, but it was the, I guess, the less researched Chinese one. But they said that so far they haven't seen any side effects. But if I see any side effects, then I'll definitely let you know. But as of right now, there's nothing that I can see that's a side effect for the vaccine. So if you would like to get one, I can make you an appointment. No problem. I hope everything is okay with you, and have a good day. Okay, bye.
Where did you find that? You found
my
that, Ed.
My sister sent it to me. Oh, one of my sisters. Goodness. I've sent it to everyone I know, and I played it for you guys this morning. We said, we got to put that on. So, and it's just so funny because.
Can you put that on our Facebook page? That's funny. For our Today's Issues Facebook page, we'll put it up there. That's hilarious.
Yes. Nothing to see here. The Chinese, it's the Chinese virus.
What did he say, though? He said it's not very researched or something?
It's not as well researched. Can we play it again?
All right, we got to play it.
Yeah, just play that again.
Why am I not getting the vaccine?
Hey, bro. I also wanted to let you know that I was in New York this weekend for a wedding, and I got the vaccine, but it was the, I guess, the less researched Chinese one. But they said that so far they haven't seen any side effects. But if I see any side effects, then I'll definitely let you know. But as of right now, there's nothing that I can see that's a side effect for the vaccine. So if you would like to get one, I can make you an appointment. No problem. I hope everything is okay with you, and have a good day. Okay, bye.
Hey, would you like fried rice with that? Oh, my goodness gracious.
I've seen a similar thing on Facebook, Chris, where somebody's, you know, in their post, they're like, I wanted to let everybody know I was part of a vaccine trial, and I got it yesterday, and everything's going okay, and, you know, they didn't warn of any side effects or anything, and then they start typing in Russian and things like that. So there's all kinds of things.
I've also seen things about the German influence on the English language, and so you get the German accent. So it's just pretty creative.
Yeah.
So we don't need to get the black market vaccine.
That's correct.
Good point, Walker.
Okay, because I had an appointment. Right.
There's a food truck outside here, Walker. And they also say giving vaccine shots. You get two. If you get two tacos, you get a free vaccine shot.
Yeah, I think they're oral shots too.
Oh, okay. Good stuff.
All right, we will I guess our time here is done for
our
this
time
2 hours,
complete.
Right?
Thank you for having me.
Who's coming up next?
Bishop E.W.
Jackson. Bishop E.W. Jackson and Fred Jackson on the way. We'll see you later, folks. Keep listening to Share-a-thon.